Main Audio 6.4. Welcome back to our next lesson. In this lesson, you are given only one short story, and your job is to change the tenses by yourself. I'm sure that you can do this without any difficulties. So, are you ready? In that case, let's start. A Christmas gift. Anne and her mother had lived in a small and attractive cottage. It was party time. Christmas was close, and so was her birthday. Anne wished that she could get a new dress, with frills and lace, as a wonderful Christmas gift. All her friends would be getting new frocks. But Anne didn't want to ask her mom for a new dress. She knew how hard her mom worked to make both ends meet. Maybe she could make a wish. Maybe Santa Claus would come. Anne couldn't help dreaming about the new frock, even though she knew that Santa Claus is just an imaginary character. The days passed, and soon it was Christmas Eve. Everyone, except Anne's house, Christmas trees, adorned the living room in the kitchens. There hung the lovely aroma of freshly baked cakes and turkey, but nothing lovely was being cooked in Anne's house. Every child went to bed early waiting for the lovely gifts that he or she would receive the next day. Anne went to bed with a heavy heart. She knew that there would be no gifts for her. Anne wished with her whole heart that at least this time she would get a gift from Santa. Anne slowly drifted off to sleep. She suddenly remembered that it's Christmas Day. Without much hope, she looked if there were any gifts for her. Wonder or wonders? There was a beautiful packet light with a red ribbon. Anne excitedly opened the package. It was a pretty white frock with fluffy frills and attractive lace. She touched the material. It was soft and silky, unlike the hard, coarse material of the dresses she usually wore. She checked the gift carefully to find out who gave her this beautiful frock. Suddenly, a small piece of paper fell out from the inner layer of frock. Anne eagerly started to read the note. "Dear Anne, this frock is gifted for you, for being a good girl. Hope you continue to do good things and help your mother. Your loving friend, Santa Claus." So that's all for the lesson. But I want you to listen to the lessons again and again as soon as possible. So make sure that you are listening to these lessons 2 hours every day, at least, but more than 20 times a week. I would like you to listen to the stories while listening to the tracks, smile, breathe deeply, be active, and move your body. So, my dears, that's all for you today. Do your best.